Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call in Coach. They call in Doc. They call him Low. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. My, I'm so blessed to be here before you. See, God is so good. He's given us a chance to come back on. I call this a special edition that we have that we're working with. And truly, on this day before Thanksgiving, hopefully you're prepared to give back to individuals around you, but offer thanks to our Lord and Savior who has blessed us and come an opportunity to be in this time of the year. This is the holiday season. So I am happy to have the opportunity. So the special edition that we're bringing to you today, this is the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filters. So we want to talk about a topic that we've been focusing on for a minute, which is leave your past relationship behind. And I want you to kind of think about where you are with your situation. Are you able or capable of leaving your past relationship behind? Do you think about, this is how I was 5 years ago? Have things put me in a situation where it's not positive? So truly what we want to be able to do is to be able to just look at the opportunity that we have coming before us. See, this is how God has blessed us. He has blessed us in a position that we can talk about what's going on. And truly, we have to set in our minds what is going on. See, at this time of the day, we're always going to have a network challenge. We're going to have some technical difficulties here and there. That's what we're doing with a couple of our devices. But we're going to hang on ahead. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith as he talks about the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filter. Again, our title is Leave Your Past Relationships Behind. When you're going into a new relationship, I want you to think about it. Give a wave to Minister Hendricks joining us. Shannon, Minister Shannon joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be. I know y'all getting ready for the holidays, getting ready to grow up with our turkey or however you're eating and dressing. But truly, truly be safe while you're doing this time. And truly think about what are the blessings that you're encountering and incurring and experiencing during the Thanksgiving season, which is a holiday season. We also want you to check us out on the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also being broadcast on live, and it's available on facebook.com/DRL. Then you also have an opportunity to go to Instagram. We're having one device working. We're working on two, but the other one kept kicking out. So we'll use president.drlarissadsmith. Also, you have a chance to check us out on Tumblr Live. We have many individuals join us slowly. I thank you all for taking time to do this. You have an opportunity to check us out at Dr. Lowe Smith-blog. And on Twitter, we make some attempts from time to time to do Twitter, but today we're not doing it. We'll come back tonight. If time permits us tonight to be able to include Twitter Live in here, and that will be at Larissa D. Smith 15. And then you have an opportunity to check us out on TikTok. And being on TikTok, you have a chance to go to at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. We're also excited that listeners in 41 countries, I want to give a shout out to Minister Shannon. Minister Shannon, she's in Denver, Colorado. She's checking the show out. Thank you. I know you're up in the high altitude area, but you're able to check us out. Thank you so much, Minister Shannon, for being a part of this and being the co-host, working with us to make sure we get the guests in here. Thank you so, Minister Shannon. Truly, truly love you for what you're doing and making a difference. Your ministry is allowed to grow because she has a show that airs when she gets back ready to give it the game. That's on like Thursday, and I think it's a 7:30 show, and it's just the Minister Shannon show. So thank you so much for doing that. Also, we want you to register for WBSW Radio's giveaways, and you can do that by sending your name along with a means of transaction. We have four means of transaction that we use, and that's Cash App. And once you send your name, you'll put your Cash App handle on there, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle to WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23@gmail.com. Repeat that, WBSW Radio. This is all going to be one long word. The internet station with the number 23@gmail.com. So we look forward to getting information from you. And as we move forward, I've been trying to get two devices on there, but I'm going to give a shout again while I'm talking and getting you ready to move to the next day. We want to give a shout out to our first sponsor because it's always good to be able to let them speak before we really get started. And in essence, they share, they will not personally share, but they will maybe get something in to make sure we can share with you the things they are doing. And we want to go back to Mary Ruth's restaurant. And I want to talk about Mary Ruth for a second because Mary Ruth has got that southern, the finest southern food in the South. And it's family-oriented, small business, yes, but it's growing to a high magnitude. But that don't stop you from being the best at what you're doing. And the co-owners there, that is Brother Marvin Lala Smith. Yeah, brother, he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and his wife, Sara, Katrina Roper Smith. And you can check them out if you're in Georgiana, Alabama. Anytime you're in that direction, you pretty much there, check them out. Because, like, again, they have some awesome meals that is there. He publicizes it every day. If you go to Facebook, it'll help you to go to Marvin Smith, and he posts their meals every day, their menu, and what they're actually cooking. And you can see the food once it's put out in the buffet style. So let's give it.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Let me give a shout-out. And you guys, I said, you can go to Facebook and type in Marvin Smith, and you get a chance to find out what the menu is for the day, along with, actually, you'll see the meals there and the food they cook, the entree, the starter, the appetizer, the dessert. You can get a chance to see it because he makes sure he posts it. So truly, we want to give them a shout out for supporting what we are doing. This past weekend, which was the 18th, they partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity along with Simply Beautiful Event Center in Georgia, Alabama, and we gave away, we set to give 183-84 to come. So those 84 people in Butler County, Alabama, which is Georgia, Alabama, where the housing of this was at the Simply Beautiful Event Center, 236 South Jones Street in Georgia, Alabama, and we gave those meals out. We posted on Facebook. So you can see we're just trying to give back, but we're partners to make sure. That's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, along with Simply Beautiful Event Center, located in Georgia, Alabama, and Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgia, Alabama. They're located at 261-106, Highway 106 West, Georgia, Alabama. So check them out and just talk, you know, go out and holler at them. Go holler at Brother Marvin and Sarah, Katrina, and just talk with them and share a thought with us. A family business, a lot of individuals working there, family related. We give a shout out to Joe-Pat-Rob-Wright. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We have several others. I want to give a shout out to Jay and trying to see Caramel. Thank you so much. We have Weight Facts. Thank you so much. We have Vion Yulun. It says get, okay, this is JL1KK-official. Several others rolling up, so thank you so much for taking time. We'll get the same mic on and the same name showing up on both of our Instagram channels because both of them now working, so we truly want to talk about it. I want you to think about a second your own past relationship. And in your past relationship, did you bring those toxic things to your relationship? You may not consider them to be toxic, but they was toxic because when you're in a relationship and there are some challenges in your relationship, you work on those skills. And sometimes if you don't work on, you gain the skills that you learn from that relationship. So when you come into a new relationship, we always recommend you that you seek support from some agency that can do counseling and therapy with you so you can put yourself in the best position. So the question, do you bring the past in a relationship toxic? Do you bring the past with you, especially if you have not addressed it? And a lot of times, a lot of our mates, spouses, some people want to say partners, but I don't use that term partner because partners can only be in a business. And a partner, you give 50%, 50%. But in a relationship, you have a spouse, you have a mate, and you 100% for success. See, a lot of times, your mate, they might make mistakes. You make mistakes. No one is perfect. We are imperfect people that do perfect things. And they have these negative experiences. Like I said, it should have been 15, might have been 15 years ago. You dealt with a toxic relationship. And you never heal from it. You think you heal because time go by. Because the old saying, time heal all wounds. The problem is when you have traumatic experience, time will not heal that. What it is, it'll remove it from being a daily situation, but it will move back into the memory part and you will be triggered by something. So if you had a negative experience in your past relationship, you ought to make the greatest effort to not to revisit or discuss it. So you don't want to bring that into your relationship because what it do is create a toxic. Don't bring up things that causes hurt feelings. See, if something causes you to have hurt feelings, you don't want to keep bringing it up. Don't bring up things of resentment. Recognize that red flag. You stayed around, and now you're resentful of why that person did the things they did. But check yourself first. Always think that's important. Make sure you check yourself before you start pointing your finger at someone else. So you have these feelings of hurt, you have a resentment toward an individual. Now, I talk about, I had a segment about a month ago, talk, talking about the word fear, relationship fear. And one of the things we broke it in an acronym, we broke it down F-E-A-R. And as you start, the F is frightened. See, most people, you're frightened for you 10 years ago because you never heal. Your emotional intelligence is not good. We call emotional cue. Tour because you're hurt from what happened and you never seek the healness you need to. You're still working on trying to get to the point. That means you're not fit for a relationship. See, we had a show, are you fit for a relationship? Everybody was saying, yes, I'm fit. But you find out truly most folks are not fit. The thing I want to add to that, you can seek healing, but if it's not for the right thing. You got a lot of people go get support and they try to focus on, and you got a lot of counselors and therapists to tell you, we're going to focus on right now. But you never hear what happened back then. You have it in your present. So you got to focus on how you got there so you can be successful. So your hurt feeling, the resentment you bring. We said fear is frightened, emotionally immature, argumentative, and resentment. Those are the things that build the word fear. You feel you're going to be fearful that you're going to be fearful that person going to run out on you. You're going to be fearful to the point where you don't want to be around anybody because of what happened 15 years ago, 5 years ago. I always say, no, we don't pick people thinking they're going to hurt us, but once we recognize they put us in a situation, there's no way you can keep saying, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, because if they get away with it, they're going to come back a little bit hard. You have to remember, your past and my past can also be a misery if it was a sensitive issue. See, our issues are sensitive. May not be to everybody else. See, the world don't owe us nothing, but it's sensitive to me. But that's why I have to work on. I have to work on being the best version of myself. See, bringing up the past can cause your mate to feel attacked and frustrated. See, a lot of people so caught because they never heal. They think they heal. So, but they go into the relationship saying, "Well, I'm okay. I don't feel that. I was in a state of depression at one time. I'm doing all this. I'm better." But you got to make sure you don't allow these things to trigger you. If you get triggered because of traumatic experience, your response could be detrimental to you. So you have to be very careful about when you say you're healed when you're not healed. And a 1 month, 2 month, 3 month won't get it. You can't have the stigma that we have in a lot of our community that if you go to the counselor and the therapist, something wrong with you, you must be crazy. No, you're crazy if you don't go. So truly keep in mind, let me give a shout out to Walt Love Sane. Walt Love Sane. Thank you for taking time. Let me give a shout out to G88, me, your favorite chick. That's one on here. You have Unrave-10. Then you have Silver. I'm sorry. I'm making a mistake. Saying Silver. This is Either Live Oz. Join us as well. Thank you. We have many others rolling on the top up here. We have Pamela Rock, 92, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, one of our administrators, education administrator, highest level in Central Office. Thank you so much, Tam Rock, 92, which is, I'm assuming that was that year she coming to the organization. Thank you so much for being a part. And she said, thank you. I'm just saying thank you, too. Thank you for just sending some positive words and just being here. Along with Disney, teacher, hey, thank you so much. And you got a user. I just want to say hello to each and every one of you all taking time. Candy Kane, thank you so much for joining us and being a part. As you look at your experience, your relationship experience, see, one of the worst things can get into a personality is that because I was hurt, I'm not going to get in another relationship. Relationships are just not romantic all the time. Your relationships are never romantic all the time. Your relationship could be family. See, if you hurt for what somebody did, something you resentful and you got hurt feelings, your family member might say something that hurt you too. You have to heal. It might be a friendship. It might be an organization. It might be a your job, because you have to have relationships on each one of those. Have to be in the church, wherever you may be, you develop relationships, and you got to be able to function. Anything can trigger. Somebody can say something, don't even know nothing about your situation, and trigger you, and you don't even have a relationship with them. You have to work on healing. So that's why I say you bring about that fear. You bring about the ability to feel like sometimes you've been harassed mentally because somebody brings up a sensitive issue, and you feel attacked. At some point, you become so defensive. You get to a point where you decide to put walls up. You don't want somebody to come around you. Is it easy to put the wall up and be very, very unhappy because you won't allow yourself the joy that God has blessed you with? You won't allow yourself peace. You call yourself putting the wall up, you're going to be in peace. You're not going to be in peace because we are humans that are created to be around other humans. And relationships, when we work hard on it and have healthy relationships, adds a lot to our life. It helps us mentally. It helps us physically. It helps us emotionally. It helps us spiritually. It helps us financially when we open ourselves up because we are healed to be in a relationship for success. Call it healthy relationship, and it's long-lasting when you focus on having intentions of doing the right thing. Don't allow yourself to be caught up defending everything you have to do because somebody did something to you 10 years. You might not have been in a relationship. It might have been on a job somebody did something. If you don't heal, you will not be able to function. You're going to be the one that's toxic. One of the things one of our co-hosts used to say all the time, I'm going to give a shout out, that's, and she's also the host of one of our shows, Tell the Prime Time, that's Lisa Elson Levine. She always said, you can't get into a relationship is healthy when you talk to yourself. When you're having a toxic relationship with yourself, you cannot be in another relationship with anybody else. It's impossible. You can't even have a relationship with your own children because you are toxic. And everybody seems to think that we got it all together, and until we come with that trigger, because we never heal, it ain't all together. Some people say you snap. No, you snap because you never address your issue. Take time to go with the past. In the past, you want to look at the present and the future. See, too many people don't want to do that. And see, when you go and I was listening to a content person, they was talking about everybody wants to make themselves the victim. Victimization is big. We want to say the reason it worked out, it wasn't because of me, it was because of that person. You know, when you're in a relationship, you both want to give 100% effort. If it didn't work out, it worked out because it didn't work out because you didn't do your part and they didn't do their part. It wasn't just one person. So we have to understand, once we make a commitment to a relationship, we have to really put our egos to the side. See, a relationship comes from your inner self, from your heart and your soul. Relationships don't just all of a sudden fly out of the air. It comes from your heart. That's why we said in the relationship talk show, we have no filter. We're going to let you know exactly what you're dealing with. You're dealing with yourself first. See, we talk about a healthy relationship. I read off a couple of things, and we're going to move to our next segment. Things that are so important, we call traits or characteristics. One of the things is self-love. We was talking about this the other night. Do you love yourself? Do you understand what love is and what it does? No one should have to tell you. You have to be able to work through the process to understand what fits you. Yeah, we're all different individuals. We're all not the same. We all have our individuality. But love is love. Love from the inner self is love. Love from the soul is love. Are you willing to allow yourself to be vulnerable to truly love? Are you so afraid, are you so fearful that you may fall in love with somebody and they're going to do you wrong? See, that's one of the biggest things. See, self-love is something you always have to work on. I said be selfish. I said self-love, and you're going to be selfless. We got a difference there. People who are selfish don't have a tendency to love nobody. They don't even love themselves. See, self means that you ain't capable of loving anybody or yourself. When you're selfless, you can. You can love yourself. You understand what self-love is. You understand how to operate. You understand love comes from the inner self, not the outer self. Too many times we focus on ourselves. We got it all together. We're not made to be alone. Humans are not made. The old not just, but the children have to grow up and move on. What are you going to do when you're no longer there? They're no longer there, you're there by yourself. You have to learn to work. And are you fit for a relationship? And truly, we want to ask you that question. And we, they're the firm, the consulting firm that will be willing to work with you to administrate your grant that you've been awarded. They do not write grants, but they are there to put you in a position to administrate that grant, put your paperwork together, your final submission documentation, so you can have yourself in a position so you can receive the grant the next year. That's what they're all about. Give Mr. William Scott a call, and the number is 334-320-5438. That's Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. At offices in Selma, Alabama, along with Montgomery. And it doesn't matter where you are in the country. He will come and help you administrate, put your paperwork together so you can submit a documentation that can help your approval for the next year or the next cycle of grants. That's what it's all about. So give a shout out to Mr. William Scott for being a supporter of this program. Also, we want to move to the last thing we're talking about, bringing up the past in a relationship makes it toxic for some people. And it's for everybody. Let's be honest. It's for everybody. You're bringing up what happened. You're 10, 15 years, but you're going to punish me. I always tell everybody, I'm not going to be in a relationship with anybody that want to make me collateral damage. That means that you can't get back at that person, but I'm the one that's in your present, but you're going to make me pay for the past. Why does that have to be? Why can't you consider working to get the right support and put yourself in a position so you can deal with the present, so you can have a favorable future? That's what I want you to talk about. Everybody's like, I got my job, I got my children, I got everybody. We're not made to be just made. God didn't create us to be alone. We go back to Genesis and we know that. Adam was there because God created him in his own image. Whether you were religious or Christian belief, whatever, the chain was there. It's already there. Created him and had him, gave him control of all dominion and everything. But he said, I'm, you know, walking through here and I control everything, but I need someone here with me as well. That's the beginning. That's the first family. Why are you there? I don't need nobody. You do. And you have to put yourself in a position so you can. And the next thing is said, you charge arguments. See, that triggers some things in you that may have happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You can't let yourself be put in an emotional charge argument. See, it's amazing how people attempt to manipulate. They'll say something they know triggers you. And if you speak in a deeper voice, a little loud, first thing they say, well, are you talking that loud? Why are you talking that way? You know what you're doing. Be careful what you do. Because what goes around comes around. And that's the situation you put yourself in that you're not going to be able to resolve so easily. So don't put yourself, don't test and challenge people to see how they're going to respond to it. So keep in mind, no emotionally charged argument has ever managed to be resolved or resolve anything in the heat of the moment. That's not a heated thing until you make it heated. See, I'm going to tell you, I'm a person that like to get down to the real nitty-gritty and be straightforward with you, and I personally believe because I haven't worked hard on my ability to be successful because I seek the counsel. I am in counseling. It's no problem. First, I had that skepticism about it, but I realized that I need to be the best version of myself. So I feel like I'm the best version of myself right now. And I was able to work on the things I needed to work on to be the best person I can be. And when you do that, I tell you, when you're a good person, it provided without you saying anything or doing anything. But some people are just not able to get themselves in order or not with it, but they want to trigger you to see how you respond. So they say, moment. Be careful about putting yourself in those kind of situations, which you call the heat of the moment arguments. The heat of the moment. And a lot of us allow ourselves to be put in that. And then the people that's doing it always said, well, you know, you see how they responded and everything. But you have problems yourself. Work on yourself. You have so many issues. But you, and then when you don't get it away, you become the victim. See, victimization is big with a lot of people. They want to be the victim. It didn't work because, you know, be in relationships. Then they've been scarred. They've been through traumatic experience, and they're so selfish that they made it because they gave all their self to a previous person. When I say just whatever they have, 100%, it didn't work out, they're going to punish the next person. It doesn't work like that. You have to remember, leave all of your past behavior that you incur in your relation back there. And some of the reasons why you should not dig into your mate's past, some of the reasons. Think about it. I want you to take an opportunity to think about it. And while you're doing that, we want to make sure we pay our next sponsor and give a shout-out to an awesome individual that started a small business, and it's entitled Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. And we truly want to give the young lady, Jennifer Jackson, a true holler about what you're doing and tell her keep on grinding like you're grinding. So God will continue to bless you.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Shout out to Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer 1 and Jackson. Soap Gems for Jackson and Jeff Jackson and Grace. Truly an opportunity to get some of the best perfumes in South Central Alabama, along with Georgia as well. She operated in both states of Alabama. Just go to Facebook, type it in, DM, and ask her what's available, and she can give you an inventory. Truly, thank you so much, Jennifer Jackson, and your team, both of your sons, your daughter-in-law, and your family members that are playing a major role in doing what you're doing. Thank you so much. Let's move to some reason why you should not dig into your mate, spouse, even partner, past. See, a lot of times we don't realize there are several reasons why you want to. Number one would be trust issues. See, if your partner share personal information with you and you use it against them, bring it up in an argument, it can damage the trust in a relationship. If you don't understand, you see, one of the things you have to know the definition of trust. And it's not feel, it's a belief in someone. I have self-worth. I trust myself. And I believe in you enough because I think you have self-worth. And I trust you to take what I have have encountered in my life and share it with you and keep it where it needs to be. People be bringing up all these things, want to create an argument. You got, I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of times, and I'm speaking from a male point of view, when we want to go do something, get out of bounds and go places, we create an argument for that person. He will bring up something about what happened just so you can go into become argumentative. And when you become argumentative, that puts you in a position that you're not going to have a successful, healthy relationship. The next thing is so important is insecurity. See, knowing about your partner or a mate's past relationship experience can lead to jealousy and insecurity. See, people don't believe that people are jealous because you had success previously and they haven't had success. Some people, last time they had a successful relationship could be 10 years ago. But then that one thing triggered them, or two things triggered them, that they no longer in that relationship, but they're holding everybody hostage by coming. When it comes to the people not allowing you to present yourself in a manner from your inner self, they're able to be held, trying to hold you more accountable than that person. See, your vetting process is the problem. It leads you to be insecure, and it leads you to be jealous. Because when you know something about it, so that's why it's important that we genders. We know what each gender like and prefer and hold into account. See, everybody not the same. You can't make men women. You can't make women men. You have to understand we're two different biologically, not just biologically, but God created us this manner. There's a difference there. So insecurity come into play. Jealousy come into play. And it has nothing to do with your current relationship. It's not even relevant. But you haven't gotten over it. You're still fighting through. See, you really want to start an argument. Or one of your spouse doing, and you compare it to someone in the past. I always say, go back to the past. Go back over there with that person. Don't sit over with me and try to compare me to that person. Because I'm not going to compare you to anybody but the person I see standing in front of you. I'm all in. But don't play the game that can be not beneficial for you. You say you're coming in, you're going to do all the things that you know that's going to be good, healthy for the relationship. Don't sit around here and think of stuff you can create and see how people are going to respond. Some people just not going to go. It's toxic to them. See, when they smell toxic, when they see toxicity, they're going to move you away from them. And that's the way it should be. You should be bringing up all these things that have no relationship to the present relationship. You ain't here, don't punish someone else. See, you also can be caught up in a situation where you may even end up keeping unrealistic expectations from your partner. Because of what somebody did to you 15 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. See, if you've been in all the relationships, been in the body count and everything, you should have stayed with that person previously. Don't keep out here bam, 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 moving around, and then you ain't heal yourself. Next thing so important is unnecessary tension. Why do you want to bring tension to your relationship? Just kind of tell me, why would you want to bring tension to your relationship? By bringing up your partner, your mate's past. Tension in your relationship, especially if it's a sensitive topic. Or if you don't agree with their choices. You know, we can support one another, but it takes an effort for both individuals. Don't let one person be the supporter and giving all the positive of doing the thing, and you're doing just a little bit just to get by, then you get mad and upset when they don't support you when you think they should be supporting you. You have a problem. They don't have a problem. You got the problem. You need to work on that. Don't go to counseling if you're in counseling. Don't work on what you need to work on. How did you get where you are? You have to do that. Because, you know, I went through it. I had to find out how did I get where I was at the time to be where I am now, where I'm the best version of myself. I'm excited about that. there's going to be some things that happen, sensitive topics, going to be things that you don't agree with, some choices you make, but it ain't worth fighting over. So don't spend your time digging in someone else's past. It is unfair. Simply unfair when you spend your time trying to find out whatever, right there. Well, you know, you gonna be mad with people because somebody did something to you. Come on, man. Now, I'm looking at the person in front of me and the people I'm encountering. She doesn't know what somebody did. That season is back in that season. Because I learned that season must stay back there. Can't bring it up here. My problem is people not willing to be accountable for their action. You are responsible for everything that happened. I should have done that. I need to do this. I need to work on this. Don't do it for someone else. Do it for yourself. See, it's important to respect your mate, your spouse, your partner, privacy. You shouldn't be going through their phone unless they allow you to go through their phone. See, that's one of the biggest things you hear on a lot of these shows. We got, well, I went through his phone, I saw everybody, I went through her phone, I saw all this right here. If they're not willing to be themselves trustworthy enough, trust themselves around other individuals, and they want to step out and do that, you have to realize it's time to go. See, when people show themselves, believe what you see. It's real. And run as fast as you can. Understand your boundaries. Respect people's boundaries. Don't come in here and try to create somebody else's boundary and say that's your boundary. No. You sit there and talk about where the boundaries are. Don't cross them to see how they're going to respond. And I was talking about the characteristics of a healthy relationship. I mentioned self-love, first of all. We're talking about trust. Honesty. Be honest with people. Work on being an effective communicator. That's how relationships work. You have to be an effective communicator. And there's three phases of effective communication. And these are ones I think that work for me may not work for you. I have to be an active listener. Got to be able to hear now. Here, I can think about it. So phase two is I do some thinking about it, critical thinking about what was said. Then the third part is how I'm going to articulate in a manner that is fitting the conversation. The three phases. Are you working on that? Or are you just so selfish you're all about yourself? Consider being selfless and think about others. Don't think about what happened 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years. That's the reason why I ain't going to do this because so-and-so did this. You didn't punish that. I will not, and I tell people that I'm not going to take no damage for what you chose to make a decision on. I always say, just remember, you picked them. If your vetting system wasn't good, I hear a lot, well, I was young and dumb. No, you still picked them. If you need to get counseling, some therapy, they'll work with you. They got agencies support these very counseling centers so you can be the best version of yourself. And don't bring that to your children. Don't be trying to tell your children, well, you know, that's what happened to me 15, 20 years ago. Don't do that. Don't ruin their life. Let them live their life. Let them experience that. Don't have them going out here and have this negative connotation about what life is and relation is. And what, because you're not fit for a relationship, make yourself fit. Get your counsel. Next thing, why is it wrong to hide your past in your relationship? Why is it wrong to hide? See, let's think about it. Truly, there is nothing wrong if you hide your past with your partner. Provided your past should never come into your present. You heard this saying, and I hope you experienced this. It's created _2_4_school_LLC. Give them a shout out. Thank you so much. It was 8 5 8 this morning, Incorporated. Thank you. We give you a wave. We can't hit it and wave, but thank you so much for being a part of it. We have Ange, thank you for joining us, as well as we have Denise, Disney. Can't catch the other part. It's kind of blurry. I can't see it. Give a shout out and truly thank you for, you know, it's a gay mescal day. Thank you so much. Stony Baloney. Stony Baloney. It kind of made me laugh. 999. That's just unraid 10. I've been mentioning them already. Dismiss the Cycles. Thank you so much. JRazor-blog joining us. So we have the rolling, they're rolling that, and I can't see all of them at one time. Well, Yard is joining us. Thank you. Mr. and look like Lawop. Thank you so much for joining us. And we was talking about dealing with the healthy traits. We have to effective communication. It's so, you know, friendship is important too when we're talking about it. Are you friendly? See, one of the things when we're talking about what we expect in a relationship from a gender, are you friendly? But when we're trying to, like I said, some things that need to be left in the past. See, you lack friendly when you want to bring up everything or try to get all of that. Well, I noticed about you when you was blah, blah, blah. You bring that up and you talk about being in a relationship. So that means with our relationship, then you're going to be bringing up with someone else. You have to grow up and be the best emotional, mature person you can be. I just said, now, other areas, emotional feelings. Once you get in your feeling, you respond in a manner that's not so good. Sebastian H., thank you so much for joining us. Taking time to be a part of it. When we're talking about hiding your past, your relationship, it says some things you have to take to the grave. Because if you bring it into your present, it can spoil your life. Because, first of all, lying to someone you're in an intimate relationship with is just as bad, it's just a bad idea to begin with. That's a bad idea. We got impatient thoughts. Thank you so much. As well as lazy bear milkshake. Thank you for joining us with tea. You got to remember, first of all, lying to someone, it's not always good. That's being honest from the start. That's a bad idea. See, it undermines trust between you and even your partner doesn't know about it, but if you continue to let things circulate, trickulate, grow, you're going to have problems there. See, your partner has the right to know who they're in a relationship with. See, your past is a huge part of why you are who you are. That's why I say, you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to address your past issues and use the right kind of support so you can be the best version of yourself. Because you determine who you are. Because if you doubt whether your mate will be able to bear the truth about your past affairs, secrets, it's better to abstain from sharing it with them. Yeah, confession is good for the soul. But you shouldn't be confessing about your ex. You do. It'll allow your mate, your spouse, or partner to lose faith in you. And it can make your life miserable. That's what's wrong with hiding it, but it's wrong, like I said, you know, bringing it out. It can spoil your life. That might not be continuing to be your partner. And then we have a couple more topics. I want to give a shout out to another one of our sponsors. And it's always good to have this sponsor in here because his business is growing and it's prospering. I'm going to give him a true shout out. And that's Anthony Stallworth. He's in the lawn service business, but he's also a supporter of WBSW Radio. We truly are glad to have him and have his business business. L&T Star Work Lawn Service.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Star Wars Lawn Service.
L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC. This is Tony Star Wars. Go to Facebook, type in Anthony Star Wars, and you get the information. You can DM and share the page with him. They're a manicure expert based in South Central Alabama. They'll work with you and be a part of it. So if you need someone, know someone is there looking for some lawn service, lawn work, moving some things out of your yard, give us the Anthony Star Wars call at 334-300-7401. Let's talk about quickly, we're down about 5 or 6 more minutes, is why men care about women's pads, and we're going to talk about why women care about men's pads. So, if you talk, most men care about it because, in essence, it puts you in a situation whether you want to commit. So one of the things is, so that same is true for men and white women. But when you come to sex, see, that's the key thing. Sex is one of the biggest things. What is your body count? What is your body count? They're trying to find out whether, you know, they go, that this is really there for both of you all. Then they're looking at how committed you're going to be. Based on your attraction and your level of sexual openness. Sometimes people have a chance to compare your present relationship or your past and previous relationship, which they don't have the ability to do that. But they have a belief that women's past experience have no impact or concern or consequences when we talk about in question of how this will affect that relationship. They don't think about it. See, the past actions on women, such as multiple partners and only fans, can potentially create problems in some future relationships with certain men, not with all men. This is not all set up. They may not highlight, they don't think it's in the consequences or impact about it, but they highlight it and keep it back in their mind. It leads a lot of individuals, when they create problems, is they, especially men, they become insecure. I am not going to be able to perform it to that level. I'm not going to be the best, but that all those people, they make a real experience. They create sometimes trust issues. They have trust issues. They doubt intent of some men. So we're just talking about being cared about when it's bad. These are some of the things. To prevent them from connecting those people with one another thing, and the last thing is they are control freaks. They care so much, but they control. They're trying to control you. That's the bottom line. I highlighted that one. Two things I highlighted in that one. They said, why do men care about women's relationships? They care so much because they want to get, a lot of times they're insecure. We talked about earlier, insecurity and jealousy. And they want to be in total control of everything. And then why do women care about men's past? Relationship baggage is something we all try to avoid. But a recent saying, women prefer men will a history of eggs. You agree or disagree? It's just what Australian research say, found that women like to find men who are more violent if they had one or two more romantic relationships. And because they ain't coming in their blind, they someone that didn't work. They have to be successful, and everybody think the one of them is the next one. But the bottom line is, most women prefer not to experience baby mama. It's not so important. So important. Our last, we want to play our last promo. It's important that we. This is our biggest supporter, our co-partners when we're doing our daily. Tuesday, Thursday session, day session at 1 o'clock, Tuesday, Thursday, and that's the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They're star supports. They're making sure we do what we need to do and bring forth to success. This is the promo for the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter.
It is indeed a pleasure to welcome the winners of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
We will shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama, where they step their motto is cultural service and service to humanity, but they have a brand they're working on, so they lead and don't follow. And we give a shout out to those brothers because they're the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Give a shout out to each and everyone else. Thank you for your support and being a part of this. They're going to be right along with us when we start giving away these trips that during the holiday season. We're not going to give them today, but we're going to come back next week, and we're going to make sure we get those trips out. We have one in Paris, France, where we wrap off hotel stay. We don't pay for the trip, give you that. We pay for the hotel stay in the Paris, France, we had about $3,000, 5 nights and 6 days. So truly, we're going to wrap it off. Your name is not in. Get it in. Type it up on the stream, and I'll write it down and put it in there in the raffle so you have an opportunity. Then we also will have one 5 nights and 6 days. And it's during the holiday season. Will be to Dubai. You'll pay for the hotel stay. You will activate and just take the amenities and anything else you want to do beyond that. But we're going to take for that per night stay. And we're willing to do that part of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated as well as Tri-State LLC and all our sponsors are playing a part with it. Thank you so much, sponsors, for doing this. And the last thing we want to talk about is discuss ways to put past relationships behind you for good. Today, remember, romance is love, inspire power. First of all, we tell we want romantic love, you have to be intentional in dating. Intentional to be in a relationship. Because you want a favorable outcome. And if romantic love is what you inspire to do, you get power. You have power. It's empowering you to be a better individual. Gives you warm feelings, especially when things are going well. But I'm going to tell you, if it's not, you'll have pain in heart. So if you bring that past relationship into your everyday, present relationship, and if everything's going good, it's going to be awesome. But when things are not going good, that's when that emotionally vulnerability come out. So you become emotionally vulnerable. You remember I said one of the things out of all the well-being and out of the five I mentioned, the emotional is the one that we're not mature enough to do. We operate on feelings, not operate on what you think and what you believe. So when you get a relationship, and then those painful things come up about the past and brought up. You throw it on an individual thing. That's why so-and-so before you was this, it'll be so painful. And that's a horrible situation to be in. Then you become emotionally vulnerable. See, when we put our heart, because, see, love is from your inner self, not your outer self. I always share that with you. Love is about your heart and your soul. Got nothing to do with your ego. But people sometimes say their emotion is their ego. See, when you put your heart into place where you put it on the line, it can easily be challenged and damaged sometimes. Truly, truly, we have to keep that in mind. But don't let the ego be the one when you put online that you get hurt. So, see, we can't stand to get our ego. See, we'll hide emotions and operate off our ego. Things don't go our way. See, we want to have things in the right position. We want to operate from our heart and our soul. And we can't do that when we do it, let our ego get in the way. See, relationships is not all about wants. It's all about need. If you're in a relationship, have needs and not worried about wants, you can be successful. See, wants, we did Bible study last night. Well, I'm sorry, in our devotion last night, we was reading about gotcha. I got to get you to get what you want. See, too many people get caught up in the gotcha moment. And it should be a needs moment. And see, when you in a relationship and it's always the gotcha of what I want, it creates complicated feelings. And those emotions be grief, anger, guilt, and resentment. See, we often find ourselves replaying our old conversations and our scenes with our ex-lover over and over again, as well as our family members, as well as with our friends. And then we go back. First of all, if you want to put your past relationship in the past, this is what you do. These are the things I want you to know. First of all, acknowledge your emotional ghost. See, we have emotional ghosts that lead us back to our ego, lead us back to our feelings, lead us back to grief, lead us back to anger, lead us back to guilt, lead us back to resentment. Acknowledge your emotional ghost that you have. You don't want to blame your parents for the way things went. You don't want to blame your girlfriend, boyfriend, ex-husband, old friend, or anyone else. You have to accept the responsibility. That's why I say you are responsible for who you select to be in a relationship or intimate relationship. Accept your responsibility. Be accountable for what happened. Make sure you differentiate yourself from your ghost or your emotional ghost by listing how you are different from them. Qualities. You shouldn't have a problem with that. Embracing it. Because it's truly a great opportunity for you to be the best version of yourself. This is all about talking about, do you bring your past challenges and past things that you encounter in your past relationship into your present and your future. We're sharing each and every one of those things that we thought would be important that you think about, that you can leave the past back where it is or address those issues. But one thing, make sure your well-being of emotional is addressed from the beginning. Your emotional. So you have to be intentional about dating, intentional about relationship, and have an outcome. No way you get in the middle of the stream. And no way till you get in the middle part of the relationship and you've been entered. Now you think you're going to have a relationship that's going to give you that favorite outcome when the other person did not have an opportunity to talk with you and sit down and share their thoughts about it. That's what it's all about. I tell you, leaving your past relationship behind is very important. Have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll make our attempt to come back later on at 7:30 and do a sports talk show, which is called Talking Sports Plus Primetime. Check them out. Now we're coming back at 7:30 tonight and talk some sports. This is a big weekend. This is Rival Weekend, and we just want to share some thoughts about what's going on. If we don't get it tonight, I'll just tell you to do it tonight. We're looking to come back on Friday. We have a big sports day and talk about in the early part of the day about what's going on in sports. Have an awesome rest of the evening. Let me give a shout out to a few people that's joining. That's MB AJ. Thank you so much. Is MB AJJ. Thank you so much. Formo05. Jimmy93B-Blog. Gray-Men71. Give a shout out. And I'm looking now to see if there's other individuals. Chastity, thank you for joining us. It's good for you being here as well. Then we have a user being shared here. And I'm just trying to make a point that I can scroll through and give a shout out to these individuals. Mason with the number one. Then we have P. Okay. Poop, why, but thank you so much. T Hart, thank you for taking time for being here. It's been awesome coming before you guys. Bless us one more time. We're really excited because every time we get a chance to be here, we can share something. Again, we're going to make out the greatest effort, and we're going to push forth tonight at 7:30 with Talking Sports Plus Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Truly God is blessing us to be here. Hopefully you have a great rest of the evening and we'll get a chance to talk with you later. I'm telling you, it is all about your emotional IQ. Your maturity emotionally makes you successful in your present relationship and your future relationship. Your past is in the past. Let it stay in the past. Have an awesome rest of the evening. God has been so good. I'm going to tell you truly, I love you. It's coming from my heart. Truly, I love you, love you, love you, love you. I'm going to say it many times. Hashtag responsible. You be responsible for your action. Be accountable for your action. Hashtag communicate for understand. Work on the communication skills so you can be an effective communicator. Grind. That means you're going to give 100%. You're not going to give part of it. You're going to give. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag we got this. God is so good and blessed us. Be happy. So as we close out, I want to say to you, as we attempt to get some music that we don't own the rights to, but we want to play some music, because it's important that we try to put some in here, and because see, when we're talking, we're coming from our heart. So as we play this song, I want to say to you, God has been so good. You allowed us to connect today and be here on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to come before you. So let's play this song. All right.
Y'all grill. different feel.